Hello everyone, I'm here at Patching's Art Festival and I've just watched an absolutely storming demonstration from David Bellamy, who did a painting of a cottage in the wilderness. I'll post some pictures of that on my blog a little bit later. But one of the points of note was that he was painting on Sanders Waterford 400 gram paper, and I've actually managed to grab someone from St Cuthbert's Mills who actually make Sanders Waterford paper and Bockingham, and I'm talking to Catherine Froude. Hello, Catherine.
Hello.
Hello. I wonder if you could just tell me just a little bit of background about St Cuthbert's Mill.
Oh, St Cuthbert's Mill's been going a long time, since the 1730s. We're based in the middle of Somerset, near the cathedral city of Wells, near the Mendip Hills. Not far from Glastonbury as well. Beautiful area of the country. Absolutely stunning.
Okay, so your paper is actually made with some very special water as well, isn't it?
It is. It's made with water from the River Axe, and the River Axe rises actually at Wookie Hole, which is famous for its show caves, after being filtered through the Mendip Hills. The water literally filters through, and the limestone in the Mendip Hills then naturally filters the water, so what comes out at Wookie Hole is very, very pure. And we are about a mile downstream from Wookie Hole, where the water source is, and so we're actually using incredibly pure water, and so we don't really need to filter, you know, filter out the leaves and the branches and the bit debris but after that we don't have to do a huge amount to it. We're very lucky.
Where do you get your pulp from?
If it's wood pulp, which goes into something like Bockingford, that's from managed forests from Scandinavia.
Yeah.
And if it's cotton, which goes into products like Saunders Waterford and Somerset, that often comes from the US.
Right, okay. I was having a look through your website the other day, and you just got this new video that sort of like gives you a bit of the insight of the personality of the company.
Yeah.
You seem to have a lovely culture there.
It is lovely. There's not many people there. I could name everyone in that film. And the paper, when it's made, is so touched all the way through. It's handcrafted, really, from the paper makers who are actually creating on the paper machine, to the guys in the finishing end who are physically creating the deck ledges by hand. It's all done by hand.
So you're not some great big corporate. You're actually a little family company.
Absolutely. There's a lot of people related to each other within the company as well. So they're all local people from the sleepy city of Wells. You know, Wells is a tiny little city. It's one of the traditional cathedral cities.
We've seen David today doing that great demonstration on your paper. What other artists are using your paper?
Here today, there is Jeff Kersey. There's Tony Hogan, he's here today. Terry Harrison, Fiona Peart. I'm trying to think who else I've seen today. Oh, Anne Blockley, she's here today. Is there any others? I haven't walked around the tents yet to find any others. These are just people I've found in passing.
And these are people at Patching's Festival.
Yes.
So what do you think of Patching's?
I love Patching's.
It's lovely, isn't it?
It is just the best festival. It's so friendly. It's so lovely. It is just about art. It's brilliant.
And the other thing I love about Patching's is the way they look out for you.
Mm.
I mean, I was standing just in the tent the other day watching a demonstration, and a Patching's lady came up to me and gave me a chair.
Yeah.
I never asked for one. It just happened.
Yeah, it's the thing that makes it with Patching's is actually the stewards.
Yeah.
They are fantastic. They're all volunteers.
Yeah.
And they make it the brilliant event that it is.
Yeah. So you listeners out there, if you've never been to the Patching's Festival, you need to get it bookmarked in your diary.
Absolutely.
For next year and come here next year.
Yeah, I think it's always the second weekend in June or the first weekend in June. I can't remember which, but it's beginning of June.
Yeah, but if you look on the Patching's Art website, I'm sure on the St Cuthbert Mill website. What is your web address, by the way?
It is www.stcuthbertsmill.com.
Okay, and you've also got a Twitter account, haven't
we
you?
We have. Very new to Twitter.
And your Twitter account name is? Can you remember?
Oh, I think it's at St Cuthbert's Mill, actually.
I think it is. And you're also on Facebook.
We're on Facebook. That's also St Cuthbert's Mill.
Okay, so we can come along and like your page on Facebook.
Yes, please.
And I'll put all the links on the blog as well, so people can connect with you.
Thank you very much.
Brilliant. Thanks very much, Catherine. And for all my listeners out there, keep listening, because we're going to have some other great interviews coming out of Patching's in the next couple of hours. Take care now. Bye.